Well, they had a couple characters in there that created a lot of interest and played a lot of great tennis, too. Nastasi was still around playing some great tennis. John McEnroe just burst on the scene. Vitas Gerulaitis was playing. You still had some guys like Newcomb that were playing some tennis and a few guys like that that had been from the generation before but were still creating a lot of interest. So the popularity of a lot of players, plus television, was a major part of that. Once television came in and started letting the viewers in on what was happening on a minimum basis, it created interest in the game and interest in the players. It wasn't oversaturated. You were a specialty item. The Open was on TV. Wimbledon might have been on TV. One or two or three other tournaments over the course of a year. So the people really tuned in to see, hey, this is tennis on TV. This is new. What's happening here? Let's turn in. Who's this? Who's Connors? Well, you know, Connors was on TV with Borg and McEnroe a lot. So now we're walking down the street, and all of a sudden, I know him. Where'd I see him? Is that, and then they turn on the TV for a tennis tournament. They say, I saw him on the street. Or that was McEnroe. Wasn't that something? Geez, McEnroe, I saw him, and he's playing this tournament. It was a specialty item. And television did that. And when television came in, it got the big companies involved. It got the people coming in more to sit in the stands. You know, just the whole thing kind of steamrolled to the point where tennis jumped from a 10-level story building that it was on level two. It jumped to instant 8 or 9, you know, with the television, with the characters, with the tennis itself, and with the major companies coming in as sponsors.